It was 1996 when the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas first released a report about living conditions in Texas colonias. A few years ago, researchers decided it was past time for an update. Jordana Barton is with the San Antonio branch of the Dallas Fed.
It's almost 20 years later, and actually our report was still being cited, so we knew it was time to revisit the colonias and understand all the work that has been done and discover where we are now.
This study focused on the six Texas border counties with the highest concentration of colonias: El Paso, Maverick, Webb, Starr, Hidalgo, and Cameron counties. There are currently close to 2,300 colonias in Texas. Just 10 years ago, 450 of them had zero infrastructure. No waste disposal, no drinking water, nothing. This new report shows an additional 286 colonias have all forms of infrastructure, from utilities to plumbing. 160 more at least have waste disposal and water to drink. That's progress, but some colonias still go without.
For example, in Webb County, more than half of the colonias, there's about 65 colonias, more than half of them, 35, are without access to drinkable water.
Another problem is what researchers call the new colonias. These neighborhoods have platted lots and utilities, but quite a bit of substandard housing. For example, a mobile home with a cinder block addition to accommodate a relative. These unconventional hybrid homes might help family members, but they come with a cost.
Maybe their house is not up to code, so they can't hook up to the utilities. They can't qualify. They end up paying fines, and you create there a scarcity trap where people end up paying fines rather than putting money into their housing.
Despite the poverty that runs through colonias, Jordana Barton says one social issue residents don't have to worry about is homelessness.
It's because of the values of the culture to not let any family member be left out. They'll live two or three families in one home, or family members will build on the same lot. In other words, colonial residents are innovative. They're solving a potential homelessness problem.
A reminder that the resilience of residents is reason for optimism, too. Courtney Collins, KERA News.